This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 12. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 14. It says there, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." End of quote. Our today's Bible insight is the very word spoken by Jesus Christ. He said, "Enter through the narrow gate." Why should we enter through the narrow gate? It answers right there. Because wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. Look around and you will figure out many are entering through the wide gate and travel on a wide road that leads only to destruction and death. Many people around the world think just the opposite to what Jesus Christ said, the Son of God whom God sent, died and rose again for our sins. You see, many tend to believe in universalism these days. It says nearly all go to heaven at the end through the atonement sacrifice of Jesus Christ. In other words, all go to heaven because Jesus died for all. It is true that Jesus died for all. However, He also said to a good and religious person who obeyed all the laws of the Bible this statement. Listen what Jesus said. He said, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." It simply means one cannot go to heaven unless he or she is born again. It is not the religion that saves a person. Dear friend, it is the relationship with Jesus Christ that saves a person from eternal hell. Jesus' conversation with his religious man, he also said how he could be born again and go to heaven when he dies. He said the Son of Man must be lifted up, referring to his death on the cross shortly. And then he said the Son of Man must be lifted up that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. John chapter 3 verses 14 to 15. The very next verse, John 3:16, says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but God sent him to save the world through him." End of quote. This verse says believing in Jesus Christ results in eternal life. Nothing else would do it. You need to accept the offer God made to you. Have you received God's invitation to come to heaven? It becomes yours upon your acceptance of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world. Friend, suppose you got a wedding invitation card. You would need to call them and accept the invitation. Or you may have to go to a website and register your name, confirming your presence in the wedding. You will need to accept the invitation by physically present in that ceremony. You see, gift of salvation, forgiveness, and eternal life is available for all people in Jesus Christ. However, you have to accept it. Acceptance is asking Jesus in prayer to save you, forgive you, and grant you eternal life. Remember, yesterday we discussed there is a way that appears to be right, but in the end it leads to death. And you see, many think they are on the right path when they think about salvation and eternal life. The notion of universalism also gives this false expectation to many people around the world. Jesus said, and it is recorded in John 14:6, he said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." End of quote. Jesus is the narrow gate. And he is the only gate God gave people to get saved and go to heaven at the moment of death. Many travels on a wide road. However, it leads only to eternal death. Eternal death means eternal separation from the presence of loving God and loving Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus died and rose again as a ransom for all of your mistakes and sins. He paid with his blood for all of your sins. He is willing to forgive you, save you, and grant you eternal life. Look, there may be a way that appears right to you, but the Bible says in the end, it leads only to destruction and eternal death. Jesus said to enter through me. That's what he said. You come now, enter through the narrow gate of Jesus Christ. That is the only gate and road that leads to heaven. No other way would do it. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I believe Jesus Christ is the way for my salvation and eternal life. I believe Jesus died and rose again for all of my sins. I am sorry about my sins, Lord. I repent of it and turn to you for your help. Please forgive me and save me now. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.